We were talking on yesterday's programme about proposals to legalise assisted dying in the UK. MPs are to get a free vote on a bill that would allow doctors to prescribe lethal drugs to adults with less than 6 months to live should they choose to die. Now, Sharon called the programme to share her story with us today, just to give you a sense of this. She started by telling me why she'd got in touch with The Nolan Show.
My husband in July was given 4 to 6 months to live with 2 malignant tumours in his neck and 6 in his chest. He has taken chemotherapy, but since then, since the chemo has stopped, the tumour has grown back in the neck. It's 9 by 7 centimetres to minute. He's undergone more chemotherapy, which this lot will take his whole hair out, will take his nails off. It's just horrible. It's a horrible thing that we're going to have to watch. And he would just love to end it if he could, if he would be allowed to.
And would you support him in that view?
I would indeed, because we had a daughter ill for 9 years. We nursed her. We changed her nappies right up until she was 16. And this is what's going through his mind. He's scared of being a burden to me now, because of looking after her daughter.
But you see, I guess for those people who are opposed to any change in the law which would allow someone legally to take their own life or to assist someone to take their life, I guess that's one of the arguments against legalising it, because you shouldn't take your life because you feel you're going to put other people under pressure. And but we need to protect people against that.
Yeah, but as I said to you, it's not only going to put other people under pressure, it's the pressure he's going to have, losing his hair, losing his nails, going to be sick. We can't go out. You can't be in company in case someone says the sniffles, has an infection. Your life just depends on the house. It's mostly a pyjama day, every day for him.
But he still has a quality of life with you, doesn't he? He still communicates and he still...
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want him, Sharon, around as long as possible? And by the way, I'm not judging you, because
I know this is a
very, very personal issue.
Well, I know that because I have friends with MS and they're in the same situation as me. They would do anything just to help, but just it's the suffering he's going to have later on. We've just watched a friend who passed away there 3 weeks after Christmas, and I mean, just watching, it's terrible. It's just he's lost 4 stone in weight. It's just eating away at his body. And to watch that there is hard enough.
And at what point did he take the decision that if he could,
From our daughter was ill. We've actually lost a son and a daughter. And we've watched both of them. The first one was 13 weeks in intensive care. And then the second one was 9 years. And I mean, every other day we were at the hospital having the shunt drained. You just couldn't have went out of the house. You were running to the hospital, just ringing them up. The shunt needs drained. Bring her in. And that was it. And he's fearing that he's going to be the same laying in the bed in the living room with me changing nappies and things for him. And this is what he doesn't want.
Can you tell me more about your daughter?
She was diagnosed when she was 7. And she lived till she was 16, and she had 9 brain operations. She was just in and out of hospital all the time. It started off with a squint in her eye, so it did, and then it was a tumour that had been there from birth. So it was called a craniopharyngioma, but I can't remember all the medical terms into it. But just the 9 years of just, I mean, you had good years with her. Yes, she had good quality. But coming up near the end, it was just terrible, just watching her. And I mean, in the end, on the day that she went, I just told her to go. I just said, please go, don't suffer anymore. We didn't cry, we didn't let her hear us. We just said, just go, you'll just be out of all your pain. Just go.
Did palliative care not help?
I suppose it did, yeah. This is what the same husband's under now, at the minute, palliative care. So, I mean, it's hard to watch it all over again.
If anything, God forbid, ever happened to you, what would you want? Would you
want
the right to choose?
Yes, I would like the right to choose. And I've one son, and I've told him that. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have sat and we've talked everything over and we've everything arranged, you know. But it's just worrying now with this next lot of chemo. I mean, it's a very, very severe chemo. I mean, the booklets they give you to read on it, it's really scary. So it is.
Would you consider going abroad?
No. No, I would like him to be here. No.
Again, obviously, I'm sensitive to the situation you're in, but I've got to put the alternative view to you, which is there will be some people pretty angry and pretty adamant that life is so sacred that it's only God can decide when life finishes.
Well, that's probably people that aren't in my situation. You know, that don't understand or don't see what you're going through.
Well, listen, thank you very much for talking to me today.
All right.
And
you.
Let's see what reaction we get on the phones this morning. 08459 555 678. We don't know what's around the corner for any of us, do we?
No.
So let's just see what you think at home this morning. And thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, it's one of those issues, isn't it, that we will all have a personal opinion on. I'm not too sure if anybody's right or wrong. It comes down to your personal opinion. I'd really like to hear from you today. And maybe you have been in a situation where you've had a loved one who has been very, very ill indeed, and you've seen them in pain, and that has affected your judgment on whether you believe in assisted dying or not.